are.
Separating headlines
from hearsay.
It's Wake Up with Rob Snow on City News 101.1.
One of the new faces around the council table will be Lane Johnson. Winner last night in College Ward joins us this morning on Wake Up. Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yep. Thank you very much. It's a very exciting morning.
I'll put the same question to you that I put to the mayor-elect. How much sleep did you get last night?
Oh, very little. Thank you.
Yeah, very little.
So we were up late, and of course my kids were up early. So here we are. That's okay.
That's going to be the pace of it. You must be on a high right now, though, Lane Johnson.
Well, I mean, it's now looking around and going, okay, well, how do you start the job? I mean, you don't want to talk about it too much while you're campaigning because you really do want to be focused on your neighbors and the work to be done. So now to be on the other side, you can kind of poke your head up and say, okay, do I get a key for somewhere? You know, what are the nuts and bolts literally of the job ahead? So I'm really encouraged by, as I was talking to a couple of the other new counselors on CBC just now, and they were saying, you know, there's so many of us that are new at the same time. It'll be very encouraging for us to go through it together and really have that that beginner's mind and that curiosity that comes with, you know, a new fresh eyes, but then still be able to bring new ideas. So I'm very excited.
You're going to counselor school.
Yeah. Right? I used to teach Ottawa City Hall 101, right? So for people across the city who didn't know how to get their own passion projects off the ground, they would come see me, and I would introduce them to different elected officials and departments and teach them about land use planning and budgeting and governance. And I could really see the difference, you know, between stronger counselors and perhaps more absent counselors around that table. And so I'm just very encouraged to be able to offer my skills to this and to show up for my neighbors in College Ward.
Why do you think you won in College Ward?
Well, I think that we won because we worked extremely hard to show the people of College Ward that they are worth the effort. So, you know, I declared my intention to run in March, and there was a very strong group of volunteers that were mobilized very quickly for this opportunity for change. And we just had over, you know, 170 volunteers sign up through the website over the course of the year. We had, you know, canvases every day. It was just, the strategy was just to outwork everyone because, you know, College Ward has been feeling left out. And so, you know, it was a great, I think, antithesis to how people had been feeling left out, to see a team of people be so positive and so effortful to get the right results. And I think for those reasons, we were able to pull out ahead.
What do you want to do as a city councilor? What are your goals as a city councilor? What do you want to accomplish down there at City Hall?
Well, I mean, there's you know, your short, medium, and long-term goals. I think one of the reasons why I wanted to get involved at this stage and why I felt like it was urgent was because I was, as many people were, feeling alarmed by what we had been seeing around the council table. You know, there was such personalities at play. I was concerned that we might not be getting the results that we deserve because of this interpersonal relationship. And so, you know, because my background is in facilitation, because I was bringing people together with very different points of view about city issues, I felt confident that I would be able to, you know, demonstrate a different way of getting results for the city of Ottawa. And so, you know, that I think is a short-term goal in the sense that I think we can show up on our first day and demonstrate the type of, you know, colleague we would like to be.
Right.
But it's long-term because it does underpin trust. And the city of Ottawa, the people of the city of Ottawa, I heard it at the doors all the time. They have been feeling very mistrustful of City Hall and of their, you know, of the results they've been getting. So it will be an everyday activity.
You were endorsed by Horizon Ottawa, which would, and I don't want to be presumptuous, but I suspect that that would mean that you were hoping for a different outcome in the race for mayor last night. Is that fair enough?
No, actually, yeah. No? So I was endorsed by Horizon Ottawa. I was endorsed by many people, actually. And I worked with Mark Sutcliffe for 8 years at the Great Canadian Theatre Company.
So you know each other.
Yes, I have him on my phone. And so, so it was funny that, you know, he decided to run for the first time in the year that I had also been asking whether I should run for the first time. So I've known him to be a very fair-minded board chair. He brought the Great Canadian Theatre Company through an enormous change financially, moving from one location to the other. He was always very interested in all the people that worked in the theatre, not just those that were at the leadership role. So I'm encouraged. I think we're going to have an opportunity to really build consensus in a new way. I think that we'll be able to each, as city councillors, represent our ward appropriately and to be direct in what our interests are and our priorities are for our ward under Mark's leadership. So I think we're just all ready for a new chapter. I mean, obviously, I thought that Catherine ran a fabulous campaign. I thought the optimism and the hope in that campaign were absolutely infectious, but I was prepared to work with either of them, and I said that very consistently at the doors.
Okay. Well, congratulations to you once again on your victory in College Ward.
Thank you.
College Ward really needs leadership. Leadership in College Ward has been sorely lacking. We all know about the actions of the former representative of that ward in College Ward, and it's time that the residents of College Ward turn the page on that and start a new chapter. And you're to be congratulated on your hard work in securing victory last night.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I think there is just so much to be celebrated in College Ward and so many opportunities ahead of us, and so I'm looking forward to showing up for my neighbors every day.
Lane Johnson is the new ward councillor in College Ward, along with the rest of the winners last night in the municipal election, along with the mayor-elect to be sworn in on the 15th of November. This is Wake Up, and this is City News.